Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ is All Ministries. Have you ever wondered why we should pray? Or why prayer is important to our walk with God? Prayer is one of the most important activities a believer can engage in, because it affords us the opportunity to talk to the sovereign God of the universe, who has all power and knowledge. God understands how we feel, knows what we think, and has the power to intervene in every area of our lives. You see, Jesus models a life of prayer in the scriptures for us, and prayer that promotes godliness is not merely occasional petitions offered in times of trouble or need, but a daily conversation with the Father that springs from love for Him and gratitude for who He is and what He does. It's not a duty, but a delight, because the Lord gives us both comforting and very sobering prayer promises. In today's message titled, We Have His Promise, Evangelist Paul Acqua shares reasons, rooted in truth, why prayer is absolutely important.
When you want to claim a promise from God, you must have a scripture for it. The Bible says in John 14, verse 14, that if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's the way God wants us to operate. He wants us to operate in prayer. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, you have to accomplish through prayer, to accomplish things of eternal value. There are people who will accomplish things in life, but they have to be careful what they accomplish. They have to be careful what they build. They have to be careful what they produce. Let me read you a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I read verses 11 to 13. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 to 13. Are God's people praying to God and asking the supernatural power of God to do His great and mighty works for the things that have lasting consequences? You see, whatever you want to accomplish, you want to accomplish with your mouth through prayer. That's very important. Do you want God to do something big in your life? Do you have a massive request? Is there a great challenge that you are facing at the moment? Then go to the throne of grace. Go to your prayer closet and pray. Open your mouth and pray, my friend. You see, emergencies make us run to God and cry. Are you in emergency, or do you know anyone in emergency? Do you have any request? Is there a great challenge that you are facing? Then go to the throne of grace. Go to your knees. God gets a call when trouble strikes. Keep calling Him in the time of trouble. The Bible says in Psalms 50 verse 15 that, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. That's a promise from God. We have great and mighty promises. He will supply all our needs according to His riches in Christ Jesus. And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? That's what Romans 8:32 is saying. My friend, give God a call. If you are in emergency, if you are in trouble, if you have a problem. Someone said, I know that God answers your prayers. And another person replied, but doesn't He answer everyone's prayers? Friend, let me tell you that there are conditions to be met. God has said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So based on that promise and the link with that prayer, what are the conditions to meet for God to release His power in and through your life so that he can do great and mighty works in your life. First of all, complete dependence upon the merits and the mediation of Christ as the only ground for expecting his answer. Have faith in God's word of promise as contained in his word of hope. God made a promise and he has taken an oath. See what Jesus said. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That means if you come to me on my abilities, if you come to me on my mediation between you and the Father, and you come to me with no sin separating us, if you come to me believing and trusting me, you can count on my word. I will do what you ask in my name. If you ask me anything, I will do it. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 verse 13 that, for when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Let me repeat that. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. See, God gave Abraham a promise. And when God gives a promise, he is going to fulfill it. For men swear by one greater than themselves. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure he would never change his mind. That's why he swore by himself. So God bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. That's when God makes a promise, we have the right to expect, anticipate, and risk everything on his promise and his oath to keep his promise. Otherwise, he is changing. He's untrustworthy. He's unreliable. And you will never know where you stand. But he says, what I want you to see is this. When you come to God, you must believe him. And he has made a very simple promise. He said later in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. My friend, if God is who he says he is, and he makes a promise, we have the word of the living God. And he says, if you ask anything in my name, count on me as done. Think about this. It is out of God's character not to keep his promise. Let me tell you why he cannot fail you. The very nature of God, the very essence of God, is truthfulness. He has to keep his word. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and he will not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? That's Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. God will always fulfill his promise, my friend. We have the right to ask, but ask according to the will of God. That's what asking in his name is all about. You must ask in the will of God. If you ask anything in my name, that means I am coming to him on his merits and on his mediation with a clean heart. Trusting him, I'm coming and expecting him to answer my prayers. What do I have the right to ask? We have the right to ask anything we choose to ask. That's in keeping with God's purpose and plan for our lives. The simplicity of faith overwhelms us. Somehow, if I can just take all the credit, we can't take any credit, my friend. We cannot. It's the love and grace of God. Is the generosity and kindness of God that I don't understand except to experience it. He said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, that now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. That promise is to every single believer. The only thing I have to do is to ask in keeping with his will. Does that mean you should not ask anything for yourself? No, it doesn't mean that. It means that I have to examine what I am asking for through the word of God. Lord, is this of you? And he will show you one of several ways whether it is or not. Sometimes he just takes the desire of our lives if it's not his will. If it's his will, he increases the intensity of our desire, or he may show us in his word whether it's his will or not. You may say, that looks good, but there is a better way, my friend. You may say, that's his will, but he will reveal his will to us. He said we must come to him asking and trusting in his will. All you have to do right where you are is this. In this mind of yours, you make a decision. I will believe God for his best. Through prayer, God communicates his will. He gives his followers a specific direction and personal encouragement. The Bible says in James 4:3 that you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. You see, we have the right to ask, but don't ask with wrong motives. He said, my motives must be right. And we have the right to ask big things of God if we know they are the will of the Father. God has so much to give you and to do in your life if you will let him do it. We have his promises, but don't give up when God hasn't given an answer. Ask yourself a question. Why didn't he answer that prayer? And there is always a reason. The big responsibility I have, if I am going to ask big things of God, is to be persistent in our prayer. Put it in another way. Pray with that season. That's to steadfast, to hold on, not to give up. Don't quit. Just because God hasn't answered doesn't mean he is not going to. This is the area most people probably fail in receiving big things of God. Whatever request we make to God, we must put a value on it. There is a value we must place on every request. Some things are major. They have great value. And there are some things that are not valuable. You see, if I give up or quit because God doesn't answer this request, when I think he ought to quickly, what I am saying is, God, I just quit. I don't put much value on it anyway. But if I bring a request to God and he doesn't answer, and I keep bringing it in and bringing it back to him, God, I am trusting you. I'm believing you. What I see going on, I am going to trust you and I'm going to listen. I'm not going to doubt. I'm going to believe exactly what you said. Bring the prayer to him. God is going to honor his promise. If you have not received Christ as your personal savior, then you cannot claim his promise. If you will, you may receive him now and pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.